WZAB, Sweetwater, South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM, The Biz.
880thebiz.com.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
It's 5 o'clock. 880 AM, The Biz. South Florida's only all business station welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, welcome back to another edition of Freed on Business Thursday. We were on last week, Friday, live from the Ackerman Centerfit 2012 Real Estate Summit. I want to thank Ackerman Centerfit for hosting us and allowing us to broadcast live from their event. It was awesome. Today, we've got a great show for you. We're going to have executive health. We're going to talk about fixing your back with our UHealth guest. The UHealth is the University of Miami Health System, UHealth. We're going to have our UHealth guest, Glenn Manzano. He's a neurosurgeon and is a subspecialist in the field of complex spine and spinal cord surgery. And let me tell you, he's also a pretty cool guy. We're going to talk about all kinds of neat things and how to deal with your back pain. So make sure you stick around for that. We're going to be talking to him at 5:30. Our first guest at 5:15 is going to be David Pierce Snyder, a consulting futurist who began his career in forecasting with the U.S. Census Bureau in 1959 and later served at the Rand Corporation. David's got some really interesting takes on the future, on what's going on in unemployment today, on how the past will tell us what is going to happen in the future. David is going to be an awesome speaker. Then, like I said, we'll have our UHealth guest, Dr. Glenn Manzano, the neurosurgeon. Then we're going to have Dr. Victor Franks on. He's going to discuss his executive boot camp for the soul. Then Lolly Green is going to be on at 5:50 or so. We're going to have our positive energy minute. We're going to discuss handling fear. And then at the end of the show, I'm going to give you my rants on a couple of topical issues. I want to give everybody a heads up. Next week, we're going to lead off the show with Governor Christy Todd Whitman. So make sure you tune in for that episode as well. And now we're going to get on to the emails. Jawan.
Now, where you been, baby? You've got mail.
All right. Thank you, Juan. Darlene from Miami Beach writes, I love your show, and I love the fortune tellers. Can you ask the fortune teller how long it will be before you go national? Well, Darlene, he's not a fortune teller. He's a futurist, and he bases what he does on statistical data and projections and analysis of data. So he's not a fortune teller. So really do appreciate you listening, appreciate you reading the flyers, but we're going to have David on, and he is a futurist. Make sure that you tune in and listen to him. Oh, and Darlene also asked, can you do more live remotes? There are more live remotes coming. We heard that was one of the best ones that we've ever broadcast. We're looking forward to doing some more. We've got our staff on the hunt looking for live remote locations. If somebody would like us to come and do a live remote, you can always give me a call at 305-773-6300, and we're more than happy to do a remote for you. Steve in Miami writes, I just got a foreclosure notice. What should I do? Well, join the party, Steve. It looks like while foreclosures are down across the country, they're up in the states that are heavy on foreclosures like Florida. So you go, well, why is that happening? Hey, the robo-signing put it all on hold. Now they're back doing more of these types of things. Foreclosures are back. So what do you do if you get a foreclosure? You go back to what we talked about 10, 12, 14 months ago. You call a lawyer. The bank has a lawyer. You need a lawyer. So make sure that you get a lawyer to represent you, or you'll be hitting the bricks a lot faster than you should be. Bobby in South Miami. I play a lot of golf. My back is killing me. What does the spine guy recommend? Does he work with the Bonacani Center? Well, we'll talk to the spine guy who's Glenn Manzano, MD from the University of Miami Health System, also known as UHealth. We'll talk to him in about 20 minutes, and we'll ask him about that, and we'll ask him about whether he works with the Bonacani Spine Center. I can only say that I've had experience at the Bonacani Spine Center, and they were terrific for me. They did my back just right, and we'll talk to Glenn about that too. Okay, Pete in Aventura. I'm wearing out the Heat, the Panthers, the Marlins, the Dolphins. It costs a lot to be a sports fan today. Well, Pete, it does. And with the Marlins' cost doubling as they move into their new ballpark, a lot of people are getting fatigued. The Heat is asking for all of its money to be paid up. The Panthers are probably out there asking for their next season's money. The Marlins have asked you to pay up already, and the Dolphins have also asked for their payment. So if you're a season ticket holder for all four of those, and you're not some big company with a big checkbook, it's getting pretty heavy and hard to be a fan. I know that I'm a season ticket holder for three of the teams, and I syndicate my tickets, so I have great seats for the Heat. We sit behind David Stern whenever he comes to town. For the Marlins, I was blessed to be able to get seats right at the price break on the aisle, right behind home plate. They're terrific. And for the Dolphins, we've had seats since 1971 on the 25 in the shade. So we're very lucky with that. But it costs a lot of money. Dolphin seats are like $5,000. Thank God the Heat. I mean, the Heat are $3,500 for just 10 games. But it really is expensive, Pete. And that's why perhaps your best investment is that 70-inch TV you were looking to buy. But nothing beats going there and watching LeBron throw it down right in front of you. It is awesome. If you're going to do any one of them, I love the acrobats that are working for the Miami Heat right now. And I got to tell you, the spirit of the guys that I met at the Fan Fest for the Marlins was top of the line. Miami Dolphins, I'm hoping you win the Peyton Manning Wars. God bless you. But even if we get Peyton, all that does is make us have to rebuild in 3 or 4 years from now, maybe even only two. And in fact, we can even ask Glenn a little bit later about what the likelihood is of Peyton Manning coming all the way back. He hasn't examined him. He's freaking out. We're not going to necessarily ask that unless you call in and do so. All right. Our next email question, Andy from Fort Lauderdale. How was the Ackerman event? What were some of the takeaways? Well, Andy, the Ackerman event was awesome. Here were some of the takeaways. Upscale health care, long-term care is definitely something that capital is beginning to recognize as a long-term opportunity. There's a lot of capital out there that's seeking to do these aging-in-place type things or these high-functioning Alzheimer's facilities, but only for people that have high incomes that are going to do private pay. If you're going to rely on public assistance, you're not going to necessarily have the best end game there, and you better make sure you have a good relationship with your kids. It may be that you end up living with them. Now, on the apartment market, the word was caution. There is beginning to spread a little bit of risk out there. A lot of deals are in the pipeline. Remember, you had all those condo units in South Florida that were programmed for development. A lot of them didn't get developed. Well, guess what? They're still programmed for development, and now they're closer and easier to pull permits. So as people realize that South Florida is becoming more and more of a urban high-rise location, sort of like Hong Kong, Mexico City, Buenos Aires, people are less focused on the view and more focused on what they can do when they walk out of their apartment. That's what you're hearing from buyers, from buyers and developers right now in the Brickell market. You're seeing a lot of high-rise apartments. That's the urban stuff. The suburban stuff, not a lot of barriers to entry. The biggest issue for building suburban office, for building suburban apartments right now is finding the equity. The equity is not readily available, and when it is, they're only looking for the top-of-the-line professionals, so it'll be very interesting to see what the apartment market rollout looks like down the road. Another thing we talked about that they talked about was who will fill the equity gap needed to meet the requirements for all the projects that are going to be coming up for refinancing right now. There will be debt for them. The issue is that the debt will not take out the entire existing senior mortgage. So there is going to be an increasingly large amount of equity required. Will the projects trade at prices that can afford to pay the equity what's needed to attract it to the transaction? Will there be enough equity to go around as the world continues to deleverage? A lot of the equity may be coming from Europe, where it's not as stable as it is in the United States. Those are some of the takeaways. Another takeaway was that the Washington, D.C. folks need a dose of compromise and moderation. And we'll talk about that a little bit next week with Governor Christine Todd Whitman, ex-governor of New Jersey and former head of the EPA. She'll be on the show early on in the 5 o'clock hour. You're going to want to make sure you're here for that. Now, those are the takeaways that we had from the Ackerman Center Fit event. I hope that answers your question, Andy from Fort Lauderdale. Bonnie from Miami Springs, I need some advice. Well, Bonnie, you came to the right place. If I don't have advice, I can guarantee I'll give you my mom's phone number. She's got plenty of advice. Let's see. I was just about making it financially, and then my husband lost his job. I'm sorry to hear that, Bonnie. I make enough for the basics, but I'm getting tired. I really can't keep going like this, and I just want to give up. Bonnie, don't give up. Don't give up. This is where you just have to, I hate to say it, suck it up and move forward. We're going to have Lolly Green MSW on towards the end of the show. She's going to talk about fear and frustration. You may want to listen in on that. But hang in there, Bonnie. It is going to get better. I know that it's not as rosy as some people make it out to be while they're running for president or reelection or whatever. But we're here, and we'll answer your emails, and we'll talk to you through the radio, and we'll be here always to give you your advice. Bonnie, we're here for you. Anytime you need us, send us another email or give us a call. Perry from Miami, who's the best source for a loan right now? Well, Perry, right now, the best source for a loan may be your local bank. Now, you may not want to hear that because the local bank is going to give you a proctological exam in order to give you the loan, and then they're not going to give you the loan terms that you want. But, hey, this time last year, they weren't given loans. The loans are out there now. They are available to people that are in business and have a very good track record. There's still not a lot of risk taking out there in the market. So if you're looking for a loan, you're probably going to go to your bank. If it's a commercial real estate loan, the commercial mortgage-backed securities guys are out there. They'll give you a good execution. But if you go sideways on their deal, you won't have anybody to talk to. A lot of the people that I know that like flexibility don't like the CMBS loans. Banks are what they like. Banks are going to require a little bit of recourse, but if we can help you, give us a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, and we'll talk to you about how we can help you capitalize your transaction, Perry. Okay, Kevin in Coconut Grove. Interest rates have been so long for so long. When is inflation coming and what's going to happen? Well, Kevin, as the economy revs up, and by the way, I wrote an article on this on my blog, so check out my blog at www.freedonbusiness.com. And interest rates have been artificially low. As demand picks up and the economy revs up and the president either is reelected or we have a change in the White House, I expect interest rates to go up. Yes, I know the Fed said that they're going to keep interest rates low for the next 2 or 3 years. But if you get the Republicans back in the White House and there's a lot of pressure to reduce the deficit, they're eventually going to need to raise interest rates to calm everything down a little bit. And so you're going to see an increase in interest rates, if not right away, in the mid to long term. This is an artificially low interest rate environment. It just doesn't make sense. So when inflation comes, be ready. And why does the government want inflation to come? Because inflation will make the value of the national debt less. There is a political reason why they want to have inflation. Now, if the inflation comes and it reduces the national debt, what do you think that does to the value of your savings? Think about that. I'm just going to let that hang out there. Now, let's see. We've got to go to a break. Okay, Juan gives me the sign that we're going to a break. Make sure you stick with us. We're going to have David Pierce Snyder, a consulting futurist, on right after this. We're going to look into the future. Join us.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443 or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now back to your host Jim Fried.
All right, everybody in South Florida and across the globe, we've got a great guest, David Pierce Snyder. He's a consulting futurist who began his career in forecasting with the U.S. Census Bureau in 1959. He later served with the RAND Corporation and managed long-range planning at the IRS. For the past 30 years, Mr. Snyder and his network of scanners have monitored both print and electronic media for long-term trends and forecasts that reflect future changes in society, the economy, and technology. He's written hundreds of published articles and co-authored five books on the future. Since 1979, he's been a contributing editor to the Futurist magazine, published by the World Future Society in Bethesda, Maryland. David also serves on the editorial board of On the Horizon. We discuss what the demographic trends can tell us about today and tomorrow. David, welcome to the show.
Oh, pleased to be here.
Aren't you glad your intro finally ended?
Absolutely.
We're almost in the future after that.
Well, you know, people called futurists often are not regarded as scholarly or rigorous professional people. You know, people think of us as wearing pointy hats and using crystal globes and things like that to forecast the future. So the introduction has to give some credentials.
Well, I think you're highly credentialed, and I did want to ask, just I'm going to lead the discussion a little bit in the direction that you spoke on at the event a few weeks ago that I heard you at, there where we met. You'd given a very interesting profile about employment and the fact that we have such a high unemployment rate. And I know we've talked about this in detail, you and I. You know, what's going on here with the economy, and what do you think is going to happen in the future? Because I think a lot of people would really like to know that from somebody with your credentials.
Right. Well, as I indicated when we chatted, our current moment is in our economy is the result of a combination of things all happening at once, very much like the perfect storm, if you know the book, in which a bunch of weather systems all came together and caused the perfect storm. Well, we've really been going through an economic perfect storm over the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and I've been on that boat, David.
And here's what's basically happened. First of all, we're in a long-term restructuring, the result of computers slowly maturing And then we added in the Internet and the World Wide Web so that we had a way to electronically communicate with everybody. And then we added mobile so you could communicate with everybody no matter where you were. And that's where we are now in the technology. And that technology is so good now that it is transforming all kinds of business. How do we advertise? How do we organize our industries? No longer do we have organizations that are top-down, but rather they're collegial. Instead of what the old management systems of command and control, now we talk about connect and collaborate. So here was this big change happening to us over a long period of time. As a part of that change, the technology began to eliminate a lot of jobs, and it started to do this really big time back in 2000, because the technology was good enough that now suddenly you don't need to have a human being in all the toll booths and tollways. We got Easy Pass. You don't need to have all the checkout clerks at the grocery store because we've got self-checkout. When you walk into the airport, there's this long counter that used to be filled with ticket clerks, and now it's got little electronic kiosks. So the technology is now good enough that it's simply eliminating jobs. And as that happened, the job creation rate fell in the United States from 2000 through 2008, and that was a problem. In order to deal with this, because the politicians didn't understand this techno-economic restructuring we were going through, they just simply looked at the data and said, wow, median household income is falling, the numbers of new jobs are down. We'll have to do something to help people. And so Congress passed this massive tax cut back in 2001, and the Federal Reserve said, we'll keep the interest rates low so it's cheap to borrow. And meanwhile, a bunch of mathematicians in the financial service industry used computers to create a lot of bundled, what they call investment instruments, like
derivatives and stuff like that.
Credit default swaps, which in effect increased the availability of borrowable money. And then with all this cheap credit and unsustainably low taxes, people went out and they did buy, in fact. And consumer consumption has been 2/3 of the U.S. economy for decades. But in the last 10 years, with all that cheap credit and easy terms, suddenly, the consumer share of the economy shot up to 73%, which was all right until we found out that all of that credit was based on inflated housing prices, and all those loans were likely not to be worth what we said they were, and that caused the bubble to collapse. So we've had this collapsed financial bubble in the middle of a long-term transformation in which we were eliminating lots of old-fashioned jobs, and we were just beginning to create new high-value jobs. Now, we just got the new data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, released on February 1st, and it tells us for the first time in 10 years, the job creation rate in America is up, and it's up sharply, up about 20-25%. That's really good news. It says, at last, we've begun to create more new information-based jobs than we are eliminating from the old industrial economy. But the problem is that the skills required by these new information-based jobs are not skills that large numbers of the people laid off possess. I mean, for example, 3 years ago, we get the iPhone and iPad, actually the iPad's only 2 years old, introduced, and they have a new way of programming. They call them applications or apps. So 3 years ago, essentially nobody earned their living by writing apps. In the last 36 months, 467,000 people have reported that they have made money by writing apps. The total amount of income generated for those people is in excess of $4 billion. And we've got new jobs there's out there, help wanted ads for about 100,000 people called data scientists. We don't even have a good definition of what that means. It's just that people want folks that are able to look at big arrays of data and identify where are there some insights that we can use to advertise better, better design a new product, create a new service, etc. So that part of the of this economic technologic transformation is right now underway. Finally, 65 years after the computer was invented, it's finally a mature enough technology that it really is useful. It really does improve productivity. And on the one hand, we talk about, well, that's good. Everybody likes productivity to go up. Yeah, but just remember, when productivity goes up, the need for labor goes down. And that's what has been happening over the last 15 or 20 years. Now the new technology just doesn't improve productivity. It creates new products and services that people are willing to pay for, and that means new jobs that people are going to get paid for. And that's what has just begun to happen. So when I talk to my audiences now, I say, yes, absolutely true. The economy's been in a long slide, and it was boosted by artificial incentives like unsustainably low taxes and cheap credit. Yeah, all right, that's all gone now, but now we're on the upslope of this technological revolution. And by the time we get to 2020, this country will be more prosperous than it has ever been before. And it's all going to be because technology will have changed the way we work.
Well, David, I can't thank you enough for coming on and giving us that really concise insight into exactly what's going on. I can only tell you that we recently hired on our show a Twitter consultant, which I never thought I'd do that a year ago. And 18 months ago, I thought it was a joke.
But there you go. That's the new economy creating jobs that didn't exist at all 5 years ago.
Well, David Pierce Snyder, futurist, consulting futurist, I want to thank you so much for being on our show today. If people want to get a hold of you or find out more about what you're working on, how would they do that, David?
My email address is david_Snyder@Verizon.net.
Well, listen, I want to thank you so much. I really appreciated your time, and I look forward to having you on the show again sometime in the near future.
I'll be more than pleased.
Well, I'm sure you already know the date since you're a futurist. Have a great day, David.
Okay,
we'll be
so long.
Okay, we'll be right back after this short break with our University of Miami Health Systems guest. UHealth is bringing us Dr. Glenn Manzano. He's been patient to sit with here, and he's got some great stuff. We're going to talk about back pain, fixing your back. Come back right after this.
Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb. It means all at once, One Health System becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. 3:05 To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Welcome back to our favorite segment, our segment for the University of Miami Health System, UHealth, as we like to call it here on the radio show, as we brand them and help them with their branding. We've got Dr. Glenn Manzano, MD. He's a neurosurgeon and is subspecialized in the field of complex spine and spinal cord surgery. His clinical expertise includes the treatment of degenerative spine disease, spine trauma, spine and spinal cord tumors, spinal inflammatory and infectious disease, and osteoporotic compression fractures. Did I get that right?
Perfect.
Oh, man, I guess I'm going to med school, too. He employs minimally invasive techniques whenever applicable to treat the complex spectrum of spine pathology. We welcome Dr. Glenn Manzano. Glenn, welcome back. And Glenn's a Miamian. He went to Archbishop Curley, so listen in.
Thank you. Great to be here. My pleasure.
All right, Glenn. Now, we're already making Rick Komotar jealous because we're taping this. Rick, I hope you're listening and turning green at the same time. Now, tell me, how many people really need spine type of procedures? I guess that really the real question is, on average, how many people have problems with their spine?
Yeah, well, that's an important question, obviously, and a complex one to answer. The spine is so complex, and there's so many processes and so many diseases that affect it that it's difficult to come up with a number. But actually, there's some good stats from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services that came out in 2010, and they reported that in 2007, 27 million adults, about 12% of the adult population, sought medical treatment for back problems. And that was just back, not neck problems.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that just a pain in the back and not a pain in the neck?
You got it.
All right.
You got it. And they also estimated that that cost in 2007 amounted to $30.3 billion in expenditures. And then another study in a journal called Health Affairs reported that about 83 million days of work were lost per year just due to back problems. So that's just a taste of how prevalent it is.
Well, so then what you are is Americans' productivity solution.
Well, that's a part of it. Health equals productivity.
Now, what are some of the symptoms related to spine disease, I guess, as opposed to just an injury?
Yeah, that's another great question. The most intrusive and most obvious problem for patients is always pain. And that pain can be related to nerve compression, and that nerve compression pain usually radiates to an extremity and causes burning or sometimes causes aching.
Electrical,
yep, pins and needles, that type of nerve dysfunction type sensation.
Now, we're not going to discuss whether or not Peyton Manning is going to be able to play in the NFL this year, but that's sort of what we're talking about.
Yeah, similar to that.
Cool.
That type of issue. And then there's pain related to just degeneration of the structural components of the spine, the joints, the bones, and that degeneration can come from arthritis, which may be advanced, and it can also come from trauma directly to those areas. So that will cause pain as well. But really at the forefront of symptomatology is neurologic deficit. And we're talking about weakness, numbness, bowel bladder dysfunction, and problems with coordination of the hands and legs for walking, which become affected when you compress the spinal cord or the nerves.
Wow. You know, I had that problem a number of years ago, and I went to see the team over at the Barth Green Spine Center over there. Shout out to Andrew Sherman. Thank you so much, Andrew Sherman. But the doctors at UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, are just terrific. Now, another question for you is, And this is actually what I did. What are some non-surgical options to treat spinal problems? Because I didn't get surgery and I recovered.
Right. There are a lot of conservative options. The first is always medications, and that includes medications targeted at inflammation. So steroidal and non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, muscle relaxants to treat muscle spasm, and then obviously opioids, which are strong pain blockers. So that's in the medication arm. There's also physical therapy, which strengthens what we popularly call now the core, the abdominals and the paraspinous muscles, to help support the spine and take some of the stress off the joints and so forth. And then there's always pain management interventions, epidural injections, and nerve blocks, which can deliver medication right to the area where the inflammation is happening.
Now, one of the other things that I found that was very important in the treatment that I got at the University of Miami Health System, UHealth, was they gave you psychological counseling, too. I think a lot of people don't realize the psychological impact of pain on their daily life and the lives of those around them.
Absolutely. It's far-reaching, the consequences of the pain, especially when you're a young person who's used to being independent and who's used to taking care of yourself, and all of a sudden you're incapacitated or really handicapped by pain. So it's a tough thing to come to grips with.
And yeah.
It's an important part of the treatment, no question.
Now, let's see, what other things can we talk about today? Now, let's say that a patient, we talked about the non-surgical solutions. There also is probably the right circumstances for surgery, and I would think that that's probably when you can identify something you can correct with surgery.
Absolutely. That's very key to the whole decision-making process. There are certain things that are non-negotiable, and one of those things is neurologic deficit. So when you start to lose function because a herniated disc or a bone spur or a tumor or something is compressing the spinal cord or the nerves, that is something that requires urgent surgical attention to decompress that area. So that's one. And the longer that compression persists, the more likely that can become permanent. So it's important to treat that quickly. Spinal instability is another condition where the spine moves abnormally or pathologically, and that can obviously cause direct injury to the spinal cord or nerves, which could be permanent as well. And then pain is a grayer area, but one of the things that you think about as a clinician is that when you have a patient who's failed conservative interventions to treat their pain and who shows something on an MRI or a CAT scan that clearly correlates with that pain, then you can give some confidence to that patient that if you take them to the operating room and fix it, they'll get better.
Yeah, my concern is the back doctor who says, I'm going to go in there and fix whatever I find. That would be a little bit unnerving to me.
Sure.
Now, we've only got like about a minute left, Dr. Glenn Manzano, MD, neurosurgeon from University of Miami Health System, we call UHealth, who's cracking up while I'm introducing him again. How people get a hold of you, Glenn, if they have a problem?
So our number is 305-243-6946. That's 243-6946. That'll reach our Department of Neurological Surgery, and all of our physicians are accessible through that number.
Now, Glenn, do we have time left, Juan? Because Juan, our American hero, we got 1 minute left. I want to hit one last thing. What's the most important takeaway you want to leave us with, Glenn?
Yeah, I think one of the key elements now when you talk about and hear about spine surgery is minimally invasive surgery. That really is just an evolution of traditional spine surgery. I think the key is it's more of a philosophy than it is a specific technique. And the principle is still treat the surgical problem, okay, and at the same time spare the tissues if you can. And, you know, that includes the skin, the soft tissues, and the bones so that the recovery is easier. There's less pain postoperatively, less blood loss during surgery. So those are keys to recovering from surgery quickly. But again, the key element is being able to treat the disease surgically efficiently.
And that's what you do.
Right. Yeah, that's what we do. And thankfully, we have a lot of technology that allows us to do that.
Well, Dr. Glenn Manzano, MD, neurosurgeon, from the University of Miami Health System, what we refer to on the show as UHealth, and we refer to it in the community as UHealth. I want to thank you. I know we have a lot more ground that we could have covered. I'd love to have you and Rick come on as dueling, you know, guys talking about stuff. So maybe we can make that happen.
I think that would be a great idea, yeah.
All right. Well, Dr. Glenn, thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. Had a great time. We'll be right back after this short message with the naturopathic approach. Victor Franks after this. Resounds through my brain and body.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. I want to make sure that you realize that if you want to get a higher education in real estate, then you should go to the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, the Bergstrom Center, and you should get into the MSRE program at the University of Florida, also known as the Masters of Science in Real Estate, sponsored by the University of Florida. Kelly Bergstrom is top of the line, and he is sponsoring the program at the University of Florida, and it is just a top of the line program. Many young people here in Miami that have wanted to increase their ability to transact in the real estate industry have come to me and asked me, how do they do it? The best way is to go to the University of Florida and get involved with the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. If you want to learn more, Google Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, I want to thank again Dr. Glenn Manzano from the University of Miami Health System, U Health. He is one super doctor, and I have just got to say is that every person that I have met that's been involved with the University of Miami Health System has been top of the line and concerned about product quality, the quality of their medical treatment. The guy is terrific. And now we're going into our naturopathic segment with Dr. Victor Franks. Welcome back, Dr. Franks.
Good to be here, Jim. And you're right, Dr. Manzano, he's an impressive guy. And once again, sensible, not some doctor just wants to do surgery to do surgery. This guy is, he's thinking it through, and he's only doing it when it's necessary.
And he specializes in non-invasive, which we really didn't get into, but as far as I got to believe, that's got to be arthroscopic. You know, not a lot of damage getting in and getting out. I mean, the U Health, these guys have it down. But Victor, let's talk about the Executive Boot Camp for Your Soul, S-O-L-E, that you have coming up.
I was thinking about on the way in, as I'm listening to TuneIn Radio, my new app on my phone, because I'm slogging my way through Miami traffic. I can't get the show on time, but I don't want to miss your emails at the beginning because I love when you just go off. And here it is, TuneIn Radio, and it worked.
Ah, that's great. So, that's great. What do we got, Vic?
Well, I'm back to the Executive Boot Camp for the Soul. There's plenty of things that, you know, physically work you out, but this is to basically give you the most relaxing 3 days of your life. And last week we talked about The Setting, which is my property in Montana, 60 acres on the Yellowstone River with a 10-acre island. So it's a perfect venue, as it were, to pull this off. But what am I actually up to?
Well, the fact of the matter is the trip out there is long enough to decompress. You're going to Montana, for crying out loud. How do people do that? How do they get there?
Well, there's a few different ways. Bozeman is not the easiest airport to get to. You can fly to direct, I believe, from Miami to Jackson, Wyoming, which is the bottom of the Grand Tetons. You can drive through the Grand Tetons right up through Yellowstone Park and come out of my house. That's one really...
Well, that actually sounds like the way to go.
That's a pretty cool way, yeah. And there's another cheaper way to go to Billings, Montana, and you can go from there and then go to the Beartooth Highway, which Charles Kuralt said is the most beautiful drive in America.
While he was on the road.
Yeah, most beautiful drive in America, and you can go through the top end of Yellowstone from the Beartooth Highway and get to my house, or you just fly to Bozeman and drive an hour to get to my house either way. And you usually have to go through Salt Lake or Denver or Minneapolis.
Okay, but it's accessible.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not like
anybody with miles can go.
Exactly. And you know, an hour drive from the airport, you're there. You know,
okay, but, so now we're here. We're in the middle of paradise. What's the agenda?
The agenda is, first of all, we're starting at the local hot springs, the first thing we do, which is I get you in the warm water early in the morning where it's all steamy and you can always even see there's so much steam.
Oh, how neat.
It's nice, especially it's cool at night, so you get a lot of steam. And we go through the everybody gets to experience Aqua Bliss, a mini version of that, and then I'll teach my participants how to do Aqua Stretch Kinetics. It's how to stretch while weightless on your own, so you can do this when you leave.
As an aside, my trainer, my guy that's doing my physical therapy that does all the ball players, wants you to stop by and meet with him and talk to him about the ASK.
Good. Well, and then from there, my plan is to take you to we have to go through a deserted ghost town, which is right nearby. We go through the ghost town.
Awesome. I'll bring my gun that shoots out a banner that says bang.
And it's right near, well, it used to be a gold rush town. And then we go to this waterfall system that's incredible, terraced waterfall system that just crashing. So there's all these different ledges where you can sit and meditate or just sit next to the water and relax. And this is after 2-3
hours. Well, my wife and I are registering right now. Give me my pen. And I'm coming for two sessions. Nice. 3 days ain't enough for me to relax.
And then,
as everybody knows.
And then after that, we check some ancient Indian teepee rings on the way back to my ranch, on the way back, which is, you know, a quick drive. And then we have an organic lunch at my house, with including wild game, if you want, and fresh fish and organic produce from my organic gardens that I grow. I have three different gardens. And then from there, after lunch, just to wear off our luncheon, we're going to have Zen archery and 22 rifle target shooting.
Wait, Zen archery? So I just sit there and go, om?
No, no. You actually, I mean, it's Zen where you know, it's a very active thing, but you have to really focus. And that's what the intent is with the target shooting as well. You have to really mentally focus. And these compound bows that they have these days that I have, in fact, the one I used, took third in nationals, not me using it, but
you bought it.
Yeah. Exactly. So
you use this on game too? Do you shoot game with these?
You can. I'm never there in the wintertime to take my game education course, so I haven't, but you certainly can. It's as accurate as a gun. It's amazing. These things are at 30 yards or under. I mean, you can hit the size of a dime with this. So it's really pretty amazing that you can, and it's very exciting too when you've never shot a bow before, and to have that, and the rifle as well. There's no kick on the 22, so that's, you know, I have other guns, but I mean, it blows your shoulder off. So the 22 is just for fun.
All right, and now we're getting off the field, off the subject here.
But these things, you know, are fun and for mental focus. And then the next day, there's going to be fly fishing instruction from a world-class fly fishing guide, and then we'll have an hour of instruction. Then we're going to hit the river, and he's going to actually take you on this drift boat while I'm rowing the raft, and we'll switch back and forth. So you can just, if you just want to float, fine, or you're out there fly fishing, either or. It just
sounds awesome.
It's a half a day on the Yellowstone River.
Now I'm signing up for three tours.
And every day there's going to be daily yoga and Tibetan bowls, which you love.
Oh, wait. You have to promise me that before you go back to the Grand Tetons, that you'll bring in the Tibetan bowls, and we can do a segment with the Tibetan bowls. It's just the most wild thing, and I promise I won't fall asleep.
I'm just concerned people are going to drive off the road. That's why I haven't brought them in yet. But,
well, we'll do one. We'll do just one.
They're pretty amazing, the resonance
I miss the bowls, Victor.
Yeah, and the intention is, because we live in such a wireless world, and where our bodies are inundated by all these invisible waves, where it's our cell phone, computers, TV, radio. The waves are everywhere, and you don't feel it. You're not aware of it, but it's still going through your body.
You're being assaulted by
them. Basically, yeah. It's a an assault on your bodily systems. And so these bowls, they're tuned to your different chakras, which are just energy systems which directly relate to your endocrine glands. And these are designed to recalibrate your body, energetically speaking.
I got to say is that every time you've brought those Tibetan bowls over and done that treatment on me, I've passed out, and it's been the most relaxing thing that I've ever experienced in my life. And I'm sitting here berating you for not doing it recently, and I'm waving my finger.
Well,
those bowls back.
I don't want to spoil you too much, Jim.
I would get spoiled. That would relax me too much.
But my favorite comment of yours after you come out of it, you go, I went places I've never been before. I said, yeah, you're right.
100%.
You really do. And okay. So
we've got one more minute, Victor. So that's day one. Next week, are we going to talk about day two?
We can talk about day two, which is some of the fly fishing. And also, every day, the way we finish up day one is my wood-burning sauna. And if anybody's taken a sauna with these electrical coils, you do it with a wood-burning stove. The penetration of the heat is just a completely different experience than your typical sauna. And so that's the way we finish off day one. And you're on your own for dinner. If you want to come back, I have a bonfire under the big sky, and then we have the Google Sky Map on my tablet or iPad, and I have a Celestron telescope as well. So you can really enjoy the Montana night sky as well.
Wow. Well, Victor Franks, if people want info, how do they get it?
www.askdrfranks.com.
askdrfranks.com.
Right.
All right. Well, Dr. Victor Franks, we're going to keep talking about positive energy now. We've got Lolly Green. She's on the phone. Lolly Green, MSW. Are you out there, Lolly?
Oh, yes. Here I am.
Okay. Well, we had a bunch of people on, and we talked about how bad being uptight was. So help me out. We're talking about fear today. Go for it.
All right. With all the unsettling events of the past 4 years in terms of economic instability, fear has become an emotion that can haunt people and disrupt an otherwise comfortable life. It may help to take time to talk about fear, one of the most negative elements of anyone's life. Since this is a segment about positive energy, we're only going to take a look at fear so we can deal with it in a more positive way. What is fear, after all? Well, it's a concern, often an exaggerated one, for future events. And let's also consider the past, another time frame. With the past, we know that it's over and cannot touch or hurt us now, so we can forget about the past, except to learn from it. Among the three time frames, past, present, and future, it's not hard to understand that the only one that makes any sense is the present, because it's a time frame we can do something about. Future events, which we fear, usually never happen anyhow. Statistics show 95% of what people fear may happen never does. As always, then, let's be positive. And if the thought arises, as it inevitably will, despite our desire to corral and stop it, when we ask ourselves, what if this or that may happen, we can answer ourselves with the greatest of confidence, I'll handle it. Using this simple phrase, we can reassure ourselves that the future is not something we have to deal with now. Right now, we will forge ahead with the task at hand. It may take an effort to train ourselves to remain in the present, but it will be totally worth it as we control what otherwise would be a troubling and negative situation. Stay in control. Stay in the present. Work on making positive things happen on a daily basis. You can do it.
Oh, you're the best, Lolly. I hope that LeBron James was listening.
Wow, he really needs all the positive energy he can get.
Oh, he can. Lolly Green, MSW, if people want to contact you and get some one-on-one attention, how do they do that?
Well, my email is lgreen661 at aol.com, and that's probably the best way.
All right, Lolly. Thank you so much. I appreciate your positive energy on every show every week.
Great. It's great talking with you, Jim.
All right, Lyle. We'll talk to you again real soon. Now what I'd like to do is talk about the NFL Alumni Golf Classic. I want to make sure you join the Legends of Pro Football and register now. On Friday, March 23rd, will be the pairing party, and Saturday, March 24th, will be the Charity Golf Classic. It'll be held at the Inverary Golf and Country Club. So go play with some NFL alumni and some top-of-the-line local businessmen, call my good friend Howard Fabian at 305-987-6041 or Larry Ball at 954-632-8173. I want to make sure you join me at the NAIOP Follow the Money Institutional Investing Trends. It's on March 22nd. It's going to be at the Sheraton Suites, 555 Northwest Cypress Creek Road. It's going to start at 7:30 for registering and 8 o'clock for the program. The program will be a discussion of a panel of national experts where they're going to delve into what markets, locations, and product types are positioned to capture capital and why. You can go to naiop.info at naiopsfl and get more information. Or you can dial 954-990-5116. And finally, I want to make sure you get the chance to join me at the ULI Southeast Florida Caribbean Healthcare Development Opportunities. It's going to be Wednesday, March 28th, 7:45 to 12:15 at the Boca Raton Resort. Make sure you go to this event. It's going to be a super-duper event. If you want more information, call 1-800-321-5011. Life Sciences Forum 2012. They're going to have developers. They're going to have investors. They're going to talk about the healthcare real estate business. Juan, how much time do I have left? Okay, well then, this is to wrap. Okay, well, this is Jim Fried. I want to thank our sponsors, University of Miami Health System, UHealth. I want to thank the NFL alumni. I want to thank Lolly Green MSW and Dr. Victor Franks. I want to thank PDC Technologies and Ackerman Centerfit. I want to thank the associates in business. I want to thank Johnny, who's been tweeting out the show. Johnny, social media 305. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can reach me at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, through Facebook, through LinkedIn. If you missed today's show, we'll have it up on www.freedombusiness.com real shortly. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 880 a.m. at Thursday at 5 when we'll have Christine Todd Whitman on with us, former governor of New Jersey and head of the EPA. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Jim, a doo 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 doo.